25th, 2016. Rick, you want to start us with a prayer?
Heavenly Father, we want to come before you this morning, and we do want to thank you again, show you the appreciation we have for you. We just are amazed at the great God that you are. Thank you for watching over us. Thank you for providing us a place to live. Just thank you for providing our next breath, God. We just thank you so much for that. Pray that you would just help us, God, to be a good steward of the information that we have, that we know that we can provide salvation, that you provide salvation for us. We just pray that you would help us to share it with others. Lift up those today, that, and especially in our mind, as Helen, as she's lost a loved one, we just pray that you be with her. Lift up those others that might need your comforting hand, and your healing hand, just be with them. Thank you, God, for watching over us, and just continue to do so. These things we ask in your Son's name. Amen.
Amen. Mr. Strahan, you want to lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Any commission remarks?
Yeah, real quick. It was brought to us in public comment about wheelchair accessibility. Thank you. And that's something that the commission can take action on. So buildings and grounds is under us. So I'm assuming we'll probably get on that pretty quick. So thank you.
I do have something to say. We've got several people that's inside the county family of employees that are having pretty serious health issues, and thoughts and prayers to the Case family, Dennis Case, and a person that worked for the county, I think Rex Boone's in a terrible shape. I believe he's still in the hospital. Some of the people that sit on our county boards are in the hospital. And then remembering Helen and her family, who was a past treasure that was here. So a lot of things for us to think about as we're thankful for our health and our lives. Well, those that are less fortunate right now, let's remember them.
Next on the agenda is accounts payable.
Move to approve checks numbers 441540 through 441597, warrant 6557. There are no journal entries or transfers.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Approval of payroll.
Motion for approval of payroll.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Approval of previous minutes and executive session minutes for July 18th, 2016.
Move to approve executive session and regular session minutes for July 18th, 2016.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. MoDOT monthly update.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Morning. Good morning.
Well, I think probably your most important topic this morning is we have been meeting with HDR, which I believe is, you know, responsible for your Transportation Advisory Board's prioritization process. They put together your matrix that showed the priority projects for the county, and they are currently working on putting together some cost share information on the 76 and 160 projects. So they've been very diligent, in my opinion, on getting with us and getting the information that they need, and so I've been very impressed with their efforts. So I just wanted to let you know that. As you're probably aware, we've got two cost share programs coming up. One is the statewide cost share program. That application is due at the end of this week. And the other cost share program is actually within our district. It's a program that we created with our district funds to try to make some intersection improvements throughout the district. And those applications will be due at the end of August. So I believe that you were interested in both programs. So I guess if you have any questions or anything on that, just feel free to forward those to me or let me know. And I think we've got most of the information together. The district cost share program, I don't believe they've released that for public consumption yet, but it should be this week, the rules and the application and everything. So on the actual construction front, things that we do have programmed, obviously we've got the Bull Shoals Bridge, 76 Bridge, coming up next year, along with three other bridges in eastern Taney County. Those will all be in an April letting, so beginning of next year. And I expect the Bull Shoals Lake project to be about a year long. So I've had some people ask me about that. So also upcoming, we will have asphalt overlay projects coming on 65 all the way down to the Arkansas line. The high road has not been overlaid since it was built. So that's coming up, and then 76 between Branson and Forsyth. The 76 project will also include some shouldering, some safety rumbles, and a small shoulder to support that safety rumble. We also have, and I didn't write them all down, I apologize, but we've got several letter routes in the county coming up for the same type of overlay with safety improvements. So, also, the Director McKenna was in town here about a week ago, week and a half ago, week ago Friday, and met in the Branson Council Chambers. I thought that presentation went really well. It went just a little bit over an hour. He probably spoke for about 35, 40 minutes and then answered questions for the next 20 to 30. He's a very good speaker. His background is very financial oriented, and so his emphasis is on how we make MoDOT run like a business and explaining to people where the money goes and just trying to bring it down to a very as simplistic as he can get it when you look at how complicated it is with all the different revenue streams and all the different revenue going out and how that all works. But I really like that he puts an emphasis on the fact that we have to maintain what we've got, and there is considerable cost in just, you know, the maintenance, the snow plowing, the mowing, the pothole patching, that type of thing. And so he wants to make sure that we don't forget about that when we talk about funds, because we tend to focus on the construction program. So he brings the whole picture into perspective, and I really appreciated that he came down and met with Taney County last here a couple weeks ago. So also, I was trying to think if there was anything else. I've got meetings today with the city of Hollister. As you're aware, Menards is going in. They're in the city of Hollister, and we're meeting with the city administrator to look at some minor changes to the signal there that will serve. Is it Birch? I believe it's Birch Street.
I'm kind of familiar with that area.
I wasn't going to allude to anything.
I didn't know Menards was going in.
But we're looking at some minor signal adjustments there and maybe some striping adjustments. Nothing. The footprint of that intersection is fairly tight, and without requiring right-of-way, there's not going to be any major changes, but we are looking at some minor changes to maybe improve traffic flow once Menards goes in. We're also meeting with the city because along with, I did leave out that we are overlaying Business 65 through Hollister next year. And along with that, we have requirements that we upgrade all our sidewalks to make them ADA accessible. And so we'll be meeting with the city to talk about that and see what their expectations are to get all the sidewalks and improvements up to snuff. And we've already met with the city of Branson because we'll be doing some some improvements in the downtown, ADA improvements also. The city has their own projects going in the downtown area, so we're just kind of trying to tie ours in with ours and not do anything that's going to get built this year and ripped up next year. So probably just some minor improvements there. So, anything from you, gentlemen?
I want to tell you that whatever you're using, I've seen BB Highway was chip sealed.
Yes.
Fantastic job on it. The same as I mentioned before with the K Highway. I don't know how many more of those lettered roads you're doing in the area, but some of the best chip and seal work that I've seen. And a lot of that has to do with the weather. A lot of it has to do with the oil, type of oil, and getting it down. But it's really a nice job, and the public appreciates that because there's not that constant picking it up with your tires and slinging it around and this and that. And when it's finished, it looks great. And I think that process that you're going through on that will be a big money saver for the state if you can do that. And probably lessons learned from the Highway 125 fiasco that you put up with there. And so really, really happy. And Randy and I have visited about that. And I think the county is going to try to check on maybe using the same type of material that you used, because it's really worked out great.
Well, I appreciate it. Not that we want to dwell on failures, but on 125, as a result of that failure to that pavement, you know, those are statewide accepted asphalt formulas, I guess. And we actually made changes to what we would accept statewide after that failure. It was something that probably wouldn't occur again. We just had all the wrong things happen at the, you know, kind of a perfect storm there. But we did do some adjusting to our formulas so that we could try to avoid that in the future. I don't want you to think that we spend money and then don't learn anything. So
that's part of the process. But I know that this is the best chip and seal jobs that I've seen.
I think
over all the years that I've been involved with it, and you take care
and they have done some tweaks, some changes, minor changes to the chip seal programs too. Plus, I think, like you said, the weather. If we can get the really hot weather, it really helps those chip seals set and flash over, and the less time they will pick and do all the nasty stuff. So
the reason I mention that is because I think there should be credit due whenever it's due, because you always get all the bad talk, and the county does also. But if you do something like that, I think you should be congratulated on it.
Yeah, and it is. Chip seals are a very worthy treatment. I don't know how much chip seal program you guys do, but a lot of our minor roads, especially, we will do an overlay, and they will, depending on the amount of truck travel and that type of thing, the wear and tear of the road, we will space out at least one chip seal and usually two chip seals before we do another overlay. And it's a very good treatment. It seals the pavement. It lengthens out the life. It adds some friction to the surface. And then it gets us to the point where we can put down another overlay, which is considerably more expensive than the chip seal. Very practical. Anything else, John?
Did you, on the district cost share, was
yes.
the amount put out there yet?
It's about $5.3 million, and of that, the draft guidelines are that no one entity would receive more than $2 million of that, and no one project would be more than $1.5 million. And that would be for our share, so it could actually be a $3 million project, but we would not put more than $1.5 million to a project. If the entity wanted to go above, you know, that, then they could do a higher percentage share. But.
Okay.
Happy to hear that Travis is, he's working with you. Been in contact with him myself some on trying to put all this together in a short period of time when the money's available and you don't know about it until a month prior. It puts everything in a mad dog rush.
It really does.
So,